Daf is Daf Yud Aleph. So we got to the very last line of Daf Yudim and Beis. We're still going through some Agata here. So Gemara says, Amar Bichama Bar Chanina Mipnei Ma Nemer Parshas Rotschim B'Loshon Aza. Why was the Parshas Rotschim mentioned in a very strong language, B'Loshon Aza, as it was given to in Yoshua, as it appears in Sefer Yoshua? Dichsiv, it says in Yoshua, V'Aydaber Hashem Al Yoshua Leimor, Daber B'nei Yisrael Leimor, Tinu, speak and tell everyone about the halachas of Ari Mikla. And the lashon of dibur is a lashon kasha. The Gemara says because it was Torah, this was like the only mentioning of a pasuk from the Torah that Yeshua said. All the other statements of Yeshua was not psukim that appeared in the Torah, but this was, he was giving over the Torah, and since the Torah is something more serious, he said it over to the people in a much more serious way, b'lashon kasha. That's why it says the dibur. But every other discussion of Yeshua, in Sefer Yeshua, the word amira appears. So Gemara says, l'meimer, is this to suggest that the chol dibur lashon kasha? That every time the word dibur is used, it means lashon kasha, it's a very serious way of speaking? In, it is. Because the kidechsiv, it says in the pasuk, daber diber ha'ish adonai ha'aretz itanu kashos. When the brothers came back from Mitzrayim, they told Yaakov Avinu that this man there was talking to us in a very harsh manner, so dibur is affiliated with kasha. But the Gemara says, we have a different pasuk, the Hatanya, the Braisa says the word nidabru, as it appears in the pasuk, is ein nidabru ela lashon nachas. It's a very pleasant and calm way to speak. V'cheinu omer yadbir amen tachteinu. So there, the yadbir also means in a very pleasant way. So is it kasha or is it nachas? And the Gemara answers, diber luchud, yadbir luchud. Diber is dibor, and if those who know dictic, it's a PL, it's more aggressive. That means kasha. Yadbir is more passive, that's more benachas. That's the difference. Gemara now quotes a mnemonic, simane, rabbanan, mahamne, and sifre. So pligiba, it's really a machlokas. We said above that why was the Ari Miklat, as it mentioned, as it was appeared in Sefer Yeshua, was b'lashon kasha. The Gemara says it's really machlokas tanaim why it was used lashon dibur. Rabbi Yehuda, rabbanan. Chad omer b'bnei sheshihem. What that means is, Rashi points out that Yeshua was delayed in separating the Ari Miklat until HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded him. So since he had to be reminded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to him in a very harsh way. And the other opinion is, like we just saw above, Chadam Ar Mipnei Shehein Shel Torah. Since it's Torah, since it's sourced in the Torah, it was said in a very aggressive, harsh way. Gemara now quotes another machlokas related to Yeshua. Machlokas appears elsewhere in Shas, Baba Basra is one of the places. Vayichtov Yeshua es advar ma'ila b'sefer Toras Elokim. The pasuk says that Yeshua wrote those words in Toras Elokim. What exactly did he write? So pligi ba Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya. They had a machlokas. Chad Amar Shmona Pesukim. This is referring to the last eight Pesukim that Yeshua wrote. We know there's Machlokas who wrote the last eight Pesukim. Was it Yeshua ben Nun or was it Moshe writing it Bedima in his tears? So one opinion assumes here that Yeshua wrote it. So that's what it means when it says in Sefer Yeshua, Vayichtav Yeshua Sadvar Me'ilah B'Sefer Torah Selakim. He wrote in Torah Selakim. He wrote in the Torah himself eight Pesukim. Chad Amar Ari Miklat. The other one holds, no, he didn't write any Pesukim in the Chumash. He wrote Pesukim of Ari Miklat. And Ari Miklat contains ideas in the Torah, so it's Ki'ilu who wrote Torah as Elokim, but he didn't write any psukim in the Chumash. Moshe wrote all of them. So the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. L'ma damar shmona psukim, haynu dichsev v'sefer Torah as Elokim, he wrote in the Torah as Elokim, in the Torah itself. That makes sense if you said he wrote the psukim. L'ma damar, the opinion who held, Ari Mikla, my b'sofer Torah Elokim. What does that mean he wrote in the Torah as Elokim? Hachi kamar, v'yichtav Yeshua b'sifro, he wrote in his own sefer, Yeshua, he took words from the Torah, from Torah Selkim, and plugged them in to his Sefer Yeshua. Okay, so everything works out nicely. Gemara now has another machlokas. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the common denominator. He's the one who appears in all these machlokas, and this is the third one we're having now. Sefer Torah, Sefer Shetafru Bepishon Pligiba. Are you allowed to sew together the different cloth of a Sefer Torah with Pishon, with flax? So Pligiba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Chadamar kasher, chadamar pasul. One says you're allowed to, one says you're not allowed to. So what's the debate here? The man damer, the one who holds pasul, dichsiv leman tia Torah Hashem beficha, that has to be beficha, that when it comes to tefillin and sefer Torah, you can only use materials that are kasher, that you're able to eat. V'iskash kol Torah kula l'tefillin. So the pasul leman tia is referring to tefillin. It's in the parsha of tefillin, but it also says Taurus Hashem. So Taurus Hashem is compared to tefillin, and just like mat tefillin, halacha Moshe Sinai, the tofrin begidin, that you have to use the sinews of the animal to sew them together, af kol the tofrin begidin. So too Sifrei Torah, because it connects it to Taurus Hashem, has to use gidin to sew together the klaf. So that's how we know Pishon would be disqualified, because it's not gidin. But idach, the other opinion holds ki iskash lemutar beficha, but lehilchosa lo iskash. The pasuk of leman tia Taurus Hashem beficha is just connecting things that are mentioned in the Torah to this drasha we learn Taurus Hashem beficha. What's beficha? So it literally means that Torah should always be in your mouth. But they also learn here that you can only use material that's kosh lepicha, that's mutar lepicha, that you could eat. So when coming to klaf, you can only use a kosher animal hide. You can't use a non-kosher animal hide. So the Gemara says, we only connected Torah and tefillin with regards to mutar beficha, using kosher animals. And with respect to hilchosav, things that were halacha Moshe Sinai, things like gidin and stuff, that wasn't going to pass through the hekesh. Again, tefillin has a whole set of halacha Moshe Sinai. One of the halachas that tefillin has, you have to use gidin. So the question is, are we going to use this connection of leman tia tos Hashem beficha to bring over halachas from tefillin of halacha Moshe Sinai, of gidin? Will that transfer through to Torah or not? And so the Gemara says, this second opinion, this connection of Torah Tefillin does not bring through any halacha Moshe Sinai halachas. That stays by Tefillin. So only Tefillin requires Gidin, but Torah could use anything you want. In other words, you could even use Pishtan to sew together the klaf. The Gemara says, at the end of the day, what's the bottom line? How do we pass him with respect to Torah? What could he use to sew it together? Amar Rav Chazinan, lehu Tefillin, I saw the Tefillin of Bei Chavivi, the Tafiri Bekisna, that they did use flax to sew together the klaf, but in the end of the day, v'les hilchas l'kavasa, we don't pass him that way, and you should only use Gidin. Gemara now quotes the new Mishnah. Yeah.
Well, the question is on the Torah, not on the Tefillin, right? He's answering
the Tefillin. It's probably a girsa. I see an aleph here. You're right. It says the sifrei. Side here says the sifrei. Should be sifrei Torah. Very good. Excellent. Okay. The mission now says echad mishuach b'shem hamishcha, echad meruah begadim, echad she'avar mimishichosa. There are three types of kohen gadols. One is a kohen gadol who was anointed with oil. We don't have that oil anymore. They didn't have it in the Bayis Sheni, but there's a special shemen hamishcha that they would anoint the kohen gadol. That's called a shemen mishuach b'shem hamishcha. There's another kohen gadol that if there's no oil, you could appoint him and anoint him through meruba begadim by him donning the 8 bigdei kuna. A normal kohen gadol wears 4 begadim, kohen gadol wears 8 begadim, so he puts on 8 begadim, and that makes him into kohen gadol. That's the second type. The third type is a she'avar, mishichusa. Let's say kohen gadol A became tameh, so he was removed from his post. They appointed kohen gadol B. Now Kohen Gadol A became Tahor, so now Kohen Gadol B gets pushed off to the side. So that one pushed off to the side is called Shavar Mishichuso. He's now waiting on the side. He's stuck. He can't be a Kohen Hedyon anymore, because once a Kohen Gadol, you can never be demoted, Malam Kodesh Vilma Ridin, but at the same time, he can't be a second Kohen Gadol, because then there's going to be Eva between the two Kohen Gadol. So he's stuck in the middle. That's a Mishnah elsewhere in Megillah. So these are three types of Kohen Gadolim. What's halacha? If any one of these three, we'll see, either all three or any of these three die, machzin es harotzeach. We didn't discuss this yet, but when is the rotzeach who gets sent to Galus allowed to return back home? When the kohen gadol dies. So the Mishnah says any of these three kohen gadols that die could send them back home. Rabbi Huda adds, omer af meshuach mechamer machzin es harotzeach. There's a fourth type, which is not really a kohen gadol, but he's a special kohen, where he's been appointed to lead them in war, and he says the whole kriya, those who are too scared to fight, those who have a bias that was shalochancho, those who have an isha b'shana rishona, all the different exemptions, he's the one who recites that parsha, he's meshuach mechama, he too, if he dies, says Rabbi Huda, will return the retach back home. The fikach, therefore, a mosein shel kohanim, the mothers of the kohen gadol, misapkos lehenim michia v'ksus. They would provide food and clothing to the people, the rotzchim in the Ari Miklat, kidei shlo yispalu al b'nei meshiyamusu, so they don't die, that the kohen gadol dies. They don't daven, rather, that the kohen gadol dies. I mean, everyone wants to go back home. So what's their exit strategy? If the kohen gadol dies, I can go back home. So let's daven for the kohen gadol to die. So they wanted to appease them, so the mothers fed them, so they'd have a karsatov and not daven for their son to die. This is one of the important places that the Bali Musa talk about, the koach of tefillah. The Kohen Gadol, what he do wrong? He deserves to die because they daven for him? So yeah, in Echanami, the Koach HaTfilah is able to do things that are even bad sometimes. So the Gemara says, how do we know this halacha to be the case that what the Kohen Gadol's death sends him back home, the Rotzeach? Amar Rav Kana, Damar Kada, the Pasuk says, Vayesh ba'ad mos Kohen Gadol. So the Pasuk describes that they remain in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Uksiv, it's written further, Ki be'ir miklato yashav ad mos Kohen Gadol. A second source, that you remain there until the Kohen Gadol dies. And there's a third source, V'achri mos ha-Kohen Gadol, after the Kohen Gadol dies. So these are three different sources describing the death of the Kohen Gadol. That's why the Mishnah says there are three different types of Kohen Gadolim. Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Krachrina, there's a fourth pasuk, which is the source of Meshuach Melchama, that's Lashuv Lasheves Baret Ad Mos Hakarn. This is the fourth source that includes the fourth type of Kohen Gadol. So what's the response? How come the Tanakhama doesn't have a fourth limud? Idach Midolo Ksiv Hagadol Chame Hanachu. This last appearance is Ad Mos HaKohen. Stam. Doesn't say Kohen Gadol. So it's not coming to include a fourth type. It's just referring to one of the other psukim we had mentioned earlier. There are only three types of Kohanim Gadolim. Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah, Lefikachei Mosein Shekohanim, the mothers would provide food and clothing for the Rotzchim, Taima de lo matlu, only because they didn't die. Ha matlu maisi? So that means if the Rotzchim would daven for the Kohen Gadol to die, he would actually die because they asked for it? It's the Kohen Gadol we're talking about here. Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, it's a Pasuk that appears in Mishlei, Katzipor lanud, when the bird flutters or flies, Kadur la'of, Dur is a type of bird that flies, Kain kilas chinam lo, lo savo. A meaningless curse won't take effect. So how could you daven? We know if it's baseless, you can't just daven for a person or curse a person. It won't take effect unless he deserves it. So how could they daven for him to die and it be effective? So the answer, Amr le ha hu saba, a certain elder, Mipirka de Rava, that would attend the shir of Rava, Shmili, I heard, Shehaya lehen levake shirach mimal doron v'lo biksho. Actually, the Kohen Gadol is liable. He should have davened for his generation to be more careful with the murder, and they weren't. So he's responsible for this, and if they daven for him to die, it can possibly take effect. Ikdamas, the others say, Kidei shispalu albunem. It was actually Shalayamusu, it was actually the other way around. She gave them food and clothing, they should daven that he should live, that he shouldn't die, to actually help him. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this also doesn't make any sense. Dematzli, only because, time of Dematzli, only because they davened for him, does he live. Halo matzli maisi? That means if they didn't daven, it was status quo, then he would die? That doesn't make any sense. What did the Kohen Gadol do wrong? My havalei lemevad, what could the Kohen Gadol have done? Hacha, Amrinan, we say, Tuvya chata vezigud mangid. Remember this Gemara in Pesachim? Gemara in Pesachim was talking about a case where one aide said, I saw Reuven do something he shouldn't be doing. And they started to hit the aide. The bezin took the aide and started beating him. I understand. That guy was the one who was with the lady, and I'm the one, I'm getting hit for this? And the Gemara says, yeah, because one aide, we don't trust one aide. So all you're doing is being Motzi Shemra now, and you're getting Malkus for Shmur Ra. So I don't understand. The Kohen Gadol says, because that guy murdered I, the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to die for this? So the Gemara says, Amri Shchem Nasav U Migvei Gazir, Shchem, who married Dina. So he gets to marry Dina, and the whole city has to get a bris mila because Shchem wants to marry Dina? Why is that fair that one guy, everyone gets punished because of one guy? So what's the answer? So Amr Hahu Saba, a certain elder, Yipirka de Rava, who would attend the Shir of Rava, Shemili, I heard, Shehaya lehen levake shirachim imaldor, and the Kohen Gadol should have asked for mercy on his generation, v'lo bikshu, he didn't ask, and therefore he's liable as well. Kiha dehu gavra, there's a certain person, da'achli arya, barachok tlasa parsa minei de Rishu ben Levi. A certain person was eaten by a lion, three parsa away from Rishu ben Levi, v'lo ishtoy aliyahu behadei tlasa yoma. And Rishu ben Levi, who was a zocha to gili aliyahu navi often, 3 days went by without Eliyahu appearing to him. Why? Because since something happened within the perimeter of Rabbi Shimon Levi, he was held responsible for not davening better. So too, the Kohen Gadol, if something happens in his under his watch, he's responsible as well and could possibly die without the tefillah. Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, on this topic of Klalas Chacham Afilu Bechinim Huba, if the Klala comes from a Chacham, even if it was baseless, it's still going to take effect. Minal, and how do we know this? Me'achitofel. This appears in another Gemara as well. I think Brachos, Sukkah. Shebashah shekara David shisun kafa toma. When David HaMelech, when the Makom Mizbeach was, they dug a hole very, very deep down. Because the idea is, if you remember the Mizbeach, we go up the ramp. So the left side of the ramp, there were two holes. And the two holes were needed for Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. You pour the water and wine down. and there's these little drains that would go really deep into the Har Bayis. So before building the Mizbeach, we know that Shlomo built it, but David was preparing for it. He dug really deep in the Makom Mizbeach. As he's digging really deep, it's called the Shisin. Shisin is that drain that goes into the Har Bayis. By Lemishiv Tvei La'alma, the water came up. He like struck oil, he struck water. It started to overflow, and it wanted to wipe out the world. So he had to stop the water from overflowing. There was like a water main break. So Amar Mahu Lichtov Shem Achsafa. Are you allowed to write Shem Hashem on a piece of pottery, earthenware, Umishte Betoma and Deleka Aduchta, and throw it into the depth of this big hole, and it will stop everything? Is that permitted? And it's going to erase the Shem Hashem, but are you allowed to? So Leka the Amar Lemide. No one responded. No one had an answer. So David HaMelech said, "Kol Yodeya Davar Zeh Beino Omro." Anyone who knows the answer is not telling me the answer. Yechanik Begrona is going to choke to death. So then Nasi Achitofel Kavachomer Beatzma. He made a Kavachomer. Mala. So Amar Mala. So Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto, to make peace between husband and wife. Amar Torah. The Torah says, "Shemi Shenichta Viktusha Yimchal Hamayim." So let my name be erased for the Sota cases. So Lechol Olam Kulo, to protect the entire world, Lo Koshian, isn't it obvious that you should be able to write Shem Hashem and have it erased to protect the entire world? So that was Achitofel's very sound Kalvachomer. So Amar Lei Shari, it must be permitted. So Kasev Shem Achasva, they wrote it on a piece of earthenware, Shem Hashem, Shadei Atoma, they threw it into the depths of this big Shisin, and Nachas, and Vekama Duchte, and it stopped, and everything was settled. And Ve'afil Hachi, even though Achitofel answered David correctly, Ksiv, it's written, Achitofel ra ki lo nasa eitaso. He was upset that people didn't listen to advice. A whole other story. V'yachvosh es achamor, he had saddled his donkey. V'yachum v'yelech habese, went home, el iro, to back to his city. V'yitav el beso v'yichanek, he told his house, and he choked himself. He strangled himself. And we see that even though it came b'chinim, he wasn't deserving of this. When a tamal chacham, the caliber of David, says a klala, it's going to take effect regardless. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, klalas chacham afilu al tanai huba, a klal that's given on a stipulation, and even if that tanai isn't met, the klal will still come through. Minal, and how do we know this? May Eli, from the story of Eli. The kamerle Eli l'Shmuel. Eli said to Shmuel, "Ko yase lechel kim ko Yosef im tichad mimeni davar." This is what Hashem is going to do. This is if it's going to add on if you hold back anything from me. Even though Shmuel told Eli everything, he didn't hold back anything, still nonetheless, the klala took effect, that Shmuel's children did not follow in the derech of their father. So that's the example of klala afila tanai ba. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis says as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Nidoi al tanai tzarech hafara. The person makes a nidoi on a condition, even though there was a condition made, you still require a hafara to undo the nidui. Minal, how do you know? From the story of Yehuda. If I don't bring it to you, so the rest, Rashi, where's the Rashi here? Is a Rashi. Okay, what's the rest of the pasuk? So Yehuda took upon himself a nidui that if he doesn't return Binyamin back to Yaakov Avinu when he took him down, he's going to be in nidui forever. So now, and even though he returned Binyamin, well, in the end they did, everyone was brought together, we still see that the nidui took effect. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, how do we see that nidui took effect? Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dichsev was a pasuk, meaning Yechi Ruvain Val Yamos, that Ruvain is going to live and not let him die. V'zos Lihuda, so what's this pasuk mean here? It's the connection of Yehuda to Ruvain. So Kol Osan Arbam Shana Shayu Yisrael Bemidbar, the entire travels of Klai Yisrael through the Midbar for 40 years. Atzmosav Shayehuda Hayu Magulgulin V'Aron Ad Shaman Moshe. It was banging, was moving around in the Aron for 40 years until Moshe finds that this is enough. It's 40 years. Let's stop this. I'm not sure why he didn't do this in the beginning of 40 years, but it only happened at the end of the 40 years. Ubike Shalom Rachmam, he davened on behalf of the Atzmos Yehuda. And Amar Lefanav Ribona Sholem, he says to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem, Migarim LeRuvain Sheyoda, who caused Ruvain to admit to his sin with being Mevalbel the mitos of his father Yaakov? It was Sheyoda Yehuda. Yehuda admitted first. He admitted to what happened with Tamar, and that led Ruvain to admit as well. So Yehuda should get all the credit. So Vizos Yehuda, Shema Hashem. So he listened, Kol Yehuda, so Hashem listened to Yehuda, and then the bones stopped moving. So Ayel Avrei L'Shefa, it stopped moving around. They went back, then they connected to a full skeleton. So Lahava Kamaili led the Masifta Derekiah. This Gemara appears in Sota as well. But even though he was one whole unit now, he wasn't allowed into the base Medrash Shemayim. So Ve'el Amo Tiviano, they daven, let him be brought into the Shemaim, into the base measures with everybody else. So they let him in finally. But still, Lo Hava Kayade Lumishka Lumichach, he wasn't able to hold cup with them, Bishmaitse. He wasn't able to follow the halacha, the discussions in the Shir. Ba'adi Rabban, with other Chachamim. So then Moshe Rabbeinu daven Yad Ravlo, give him the strength of his hands. So he's able to now join them and go in the conversation. But he wasn't Zocha to the final level of Lo Hava Yadel of Fruka Kushi. He couldn't answer any questions. Now I think the Gemara in Tovta says he couldn't paskin Aliba de Hilchasa, no one would paskin like him. Here it says they weren't able to answer questions. Finally, Ezer Mitzarov Tiyah, give him some help to answer questions. So that was the whole understanding of the pasuk, Moshe daven for him to take part in the conversations in the Yeshiva Shalmala. Now there's interesting Tosos here. Tosos writes to me, Garm Leruven Shehoda Yehuda. So Tema, this is very strange. Reuven was only admitted because Yehuda? The Ha Armina Bemedrish, the Yashav Reuven El Abor. What happened? Before the story of Yehuda, they threw him in the pit. Reuven went and left the pit. He was going to do tshuva. So we see Reuven admitted his sin already before Yehuda admitted what happened with Tamar. The story of Tamar didn't even happen yet. So Mehechan Shav, where was he returning back from? Mibez Aviv, Shayasha Betainish Al Maisa Billah. He was sitting, he was fasting because what he had done with Billah. Bezaya Kodam Maisa Yehuda. And this all took place before Yehuda. So Reuven already admitted to his sin before Yehuda came along. So Yeshomer didn't come back. Lo hold the berabim ad ma'isa Yehuda. He admitted on a personal level, but never did he make his admission public. Once Yehuda admitted publicly what he had done wrong with Tamar, so then Reuven admitted as well berabim, and that was the zechus Yehuda had, which allowed him final access into the base medrash shalmal. Gemara asks a question on our Mishnah. The Mishnah said there are three types of kohanim gedolim. So ei bailahu b'misa kulan hi chozer or dilma b'misa achas man. Is it when all three Kohanim Gedolim die that they get to go back? That you need the Kohen Gadol Meshuach Milchama, rather Meshuach Meshem and Mishcha, Meruba Begadim, Sheava Mishichaso, or only one of them is sufficient? So the Gemara answers, Tashema Nigmar Dino, Bilo Kohen Gadol, Eina Yote Misham Li Olam. So if the Gemara Din is given, and there's no Kohen Gadol at the time when the person's convicted, so then he's never able to leave. He's stuck in the Gullus forever. Vim Isa, Lihadar Badahanach. So granted, there's no Kohen Gadol appointed of the Kohen Gadol, let's say Meshuach Shemen Mishcha, but let him at least get exit with a Kohen Gadol that's Meruba Megadim. So the fact that we don't allow that to be the case, it must be that you need all three of them to die. So the Gemara says it's a case B'dileka. Not true. Maybe there's only one Kohen Gadol. I mean, usually there is only one Kohen Gadol. After Bais Rishon, there's no longer a Kohen Gadol Shemen Mishcha that didn't exist anymore. It's only Meruba Megadim. And to have a Avar Mishichaso only happens if the Kohen Gadol became Tameh. So you don't necessarily have all three of them at the same time. So Pashup Shad is, there's only one Kohen Gadol at any given moment. And you can't prove anything. But if there are two Kohanim Gadolim, it's possible you need both of them to die to be freed. And the Gemara never gives an answer to this question.
After the first one answered, he could still have a positive.
That could be possible. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't always the case, though.
It wasn't always the case.
But it's likely that he'll become Tameh over the course of time of 40 years serving.
Right.
You know, a relative dies and he needs to sit Shiva and becomes Tameh. Right. That would be strange, but the Tumah is more likely to happen. Right. But then he would never come back then. I don't think he could shave it.
But he still is a previous one. He would still be okay. I think the lack is that if he wants to serve, that's it.
Because the Rashi said the case of the second guy was active for a few weeks till the old guy came back into practice. What about if a guy was, you know, retired forever?
I think it's...
Yeah? Okay. Rashi wasn't talking about that case. I wonder why not then. Fine. The new Mishnah says, Mishnah Gmardina, once the Gmardin's given... Kohen Gadol, Mace Kohen Gadol, then the Kohen Gadol dies afterwards, Eino Gola. So once the Gemara Din's given, even if the guy never makes his way to Golas, his verdict's given, he finds out 30 seconds later the Kohen Gadol dies, he's off the hook, he doesn't get Golas. Im Ad Shlo Nigmar Dino, Mace Kohen Gadol. So let's say before the Gemara Din, he did a Mace, he killed someone, and there's a Kohen Gadol at the time. Before the verdict was given, that Kohen Gadol died, and Manu Acher Tachta, they appointed another Kohen Gadol, and then only L'Acher Mikana, only after, did they appoint a new Kohen Gadol? Nigmar Dino. So now you get the Gemar Din. Chozer b'misasal shel sheni. He has to wait until the second Kohen Gadol dies. So the idea is, whoever is the Kohen Gadol b'shas Gemar Din is the key, not who is the Kohen Gadol during shas Ritzicha, not the time of murder, but during the time of Gemar Din. Let's say Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say no one was appointed. A person got a verdict of Gullus, and there's no appointment of a Kohen Gadol yet. Or Hahori Kohen Gadol, the person who kills a Kohen Gadol himself. or the Kohen Gadol Shaharak, or the Kohen Gadol himself is the murderer, any of these three instances, Eino Yotze Misham Liolam, you're stuck forever, because at that time there's no Kohen Gadol who was a Gemara Din, who was present during the Gemara Din. Fine. So then the Mishnah says, V'eino Yotze Lo Le'edus Mitzvah. Now a person, any Roteach who's sent to Galus, you don't take him out for an Edus Mitzvah, V'lo Le'edus Mamon, not to testify about a monetary case, V'lo Le'edus Nefashos, not even on a capital punishment, V'afilu Yisrael Tzichon Lo, even if people Klai Yisrael need him for some reason, V'afilu Sar Tzva Yisrael Ki Yoiv Ben Tzri, even if he's the greatest general of history, Eino Yotze Misham Le'olam, he's stuck there forever, even if Am Yisrael needs him badly. Shenemart, it says, Asher Nas Shama, Sham Tie Diraso, Sham Te Misaso, Sham Te Kfuraso. That's where he has to be Shama there forever. There he lives, there he dies, and there he's buried. Fine. And then the Mishnah adds another point, a different idea now. Kishem Shehair Koletes Kach Tchuma Kolet. Just like the city itself provides the protection, so too the Tchum around it, the outer border, for about 2,000 Amma, is going to also protect him. Roteach sheyatzeh chutz l'tchum. Let's say Roteach takes one step outside the tchum. Umatzu gohal adam. The gohal adam finds him. So there's a very important machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer mitzvah biad gohal adam rishus biad kol adam. There's actually a mitzvah. There's not a chiyuv necessarily, but there's a mitzvah for the gohal adam to kill him. Everyone else has the option of killing him, but there's no key mitzvah of other people kill him. There's just a rishus. Rabbi Kiva is more stringent. Rabbi Kiva holds no. There's a rishus biad gohal adam. The gohal adam is allowed to. If he kills him, he would be off the hook. But he doesn't have to. There's no mitzvah. And kol adam chayv nolav. But if another person who's not a gohal adam kills this roteach who steps outside the tchum, other people would actually be chayv misa for doing so.
So there's a difference between when he first told there that the Tamil Chacham tried to convince the gohal adam not to do it, then afterwards when he goes out, that it's a mitzvah according to.
Well,
learned before that we sent to Tamil Chacham in that they should convince him not to do it.
Right.
If it's a mitzvah. Why would the Tamil Chacham try to convince him?
I mean,
unless it's two different stages, and that's when he goes first time is one thing, and then once
it could be that. It's interesting. Or you could possibly suggest just because something is a mitzvah doesn't mean we encourage someone to do it. Gittin is also a mitzvah. If one does it, there's a mitzvah involved in Gittin. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. It doesn't mean we encourage a person to do it in every case. Or let's say Arifas Petach Hamor. If you have a Petach Hamor, a firstborn donkey, you could either be Poda, give a Seh to the Kohen Gadol, or you could break its neck. So the Rambam says breaking the neck is a mitzvah also. But even though it's breaking a neck is a mitzvah, we don't encourage it. We encourage the other avenue. So that could be, I'm not sure. It's I didn't look into it, but that's certainly an interesting question. What's the mitzvah? Why would the Talmud Chacham discourage it? Okay. Gemara now says, my time, and what's the reason for all of this? So Amar Bai explained, which one are we explaining right now? My time, for which one? If Nigmar Dino, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, he doesn't get Galus. Even though he never spent one second in the Galus, he's off the hook. So the Gemara explains, Amar Bai, Kava Chomer, Ma, Misha Gala Kvar, one who is already sent to Galus, he's Yatza, he goes out when the Kohen Gadol dies, Achshav Misha Lo Gala, the one who never made it that way, he's already free, so he should stay in freedom where the Kohen Gadol dies. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What kind of svar is that? Dilma haide gale ichbar le, haide lo gale lomide lo. The guy who went to Galus, he at least got some level of kapara. But the one who never experienced Galus, that means he never got kapara. So he should certainly have to go to Galus because he never experienced what it's like to be in Galus. So the Gemara says, mi de Galus ka mechapre, misis koin hu de mechapre. No, you have everything wrong. Galus isn't the kapara. Galus is just a safe haven. It's to protect him. You know where the kapara is? When the Kohen Gadol dies, that's the kapara. Mises tzadikim are mechaprim on the door. So you're just waiting. You're staying in Galus. You're waiting for the death. Once he dies, then you've achieved your kapara. So this is a very important line because the Gemara here says that Galus is not kapara, even though we saw other times that it is. So look at the bottom Tosos here. Tosos says, Mide Galus ka mechapre. Is Galus mechapre? No, Galus is not mechapre. Galus is a hatsala. Tema, this is very strange, asks Tosos. Eina chanami midamar bereish mechilton, heim shalo asumaisa liglu, kecha de teve le kapara. Ama galus mechaperis. The Gemara clearly says in Beis Mabeis that galus is mechaperis. So how come the Gemara in Yud Aleph Mabeis says it's not mechaperis? Which one is it? So Tosos answers, v'yishlomar dehacha kapara lepacha migalus kamar. Dehabai lemelef demi shalo gala daim misas kongado tau lepacha migalus mechavachomer. So he ends up going to say that Galus is mechaper, you, but it doesn't exempt you from Galus. I mean, there are levels of kapara. Galus is a level of kapara, But the altar kapara really is the Mises Kohen Gadol. That's what he's saying. So you need kapara, but the Kohen Gadol's death will provide you all the kapara that you need. So if you've gotten the Mises Kohen Gadol, it's going to substitute the kapara needed from the galus. But if there is no Mises Kohen Gadol, so then you live a long life in galus as it slowly is mechaper you in a slower way until the Kohen Gadol gives you the full kapara that you need. So it's really both. It's a hatzalah and it's also a kapara. Gemara now says, "Imad shelo nigmar dino." And before the gemara din takes place, "Minahani mila." How do you know the halachas here? Amar Rav Kana, Damar Krala. Pasuk says, "Vayishiv ba ad most kohen gadol asher mashach also b'shemen hakodesh." So you sit in the galus in Ari Miklat until the kohen gadol dies. The kohen gadol that he anointed him. It sounds like from the pasuk that the rotzeach was the one who anointed him. Asher mashach also b'shemen hakodesh v'chihu moshchau. So the Rotech anoints the Kohen Gadol? No, he doesn't. Ella, what it means is, Zesh Nimshach B'yamav. So we're referring to the Kohen Gadol who was anointed during his days. So he stays there until the death of the Kohen Gadol that was anointed during his lifetime, the lifetime of the Rotech. So the Gemara says, My Havalei L'mevad. So why is the Kohen Gadol? Why is that true? One second here. Look at Rashi. See Rashi, My Havalei. My havalei lehai koin lemevad meacha shadayin lo haya koin gadol kishahara gizeh lamahu nenash. So if
he was supposed to daven, the reason for the koin gadol is that he didn't daven for the generation, but when he killed the other guy, he wasn't koin gadol yet.
And therefore, since he wasn't Kohen Gadol, he doesn't get any way out.
What did this Kohen Gadol was supposed to do?
So there's no connection of Kohen Gadol to his...
Right.
Right. The difficulty is here, though, that's a svara. It should go based on when the murder took place, not based on the Gemar Din, though.
Right.
Also, before you said that if he died right after the sentencing, it also counts and he didn't go into exile yet.
Right. Well, that's what we said because the death of the Kohen Gadol serves as the kapara. The death of a tzaddik is the kapara for the generation. Here we're saying that, you know, why it's only a Kohen Gadol who's been anointed during the lifetime of the Rotzeach, because then there's an affiliation, because the Kohen Gadol should have davened on his behalf. But if the guy wasn't appointed yet to be Kohen Gadol, he's not responsible for what happened before he was in his position. So that's why if there's no Kohen Gadol at the time, he's stuck forever, because no Kohen Gadol is responsible for this. So if it really goes back, I'm just thinking right now out loud, if it's really responsible for the Kohen Gadol to daven for what took place during his lifetime, it should go based on when the murder took place, not based on when the verdict took place.
Right, so I don't think, but here the Gemara answers it.
How is this the answer?
Hayel levakash rachman
sheigmar dino l'zuchos lo b'geah. He should have asked that the Gemara din be a zuchos, a zakai, innocent Gemara din, and not a chiv. That's the response, fine. Gemara now says, "Amar bai says naktinan nigmar dino umes molichen es atzmos of l'sham." Let's say they give the gemar din, and before he makes it to galus, he dies. So the halacha is you're supposed to take the bones to be buried in Ari Miklat. Dechsev l'shuv l'sheretz ba'aretz, to return back to dwell in the land. Ad Mosa HaKohen. Vezu Yeshiva Shi Ba'aretz. What's a dwelling in the land? Ba'aretz, in the land. Havi Omer Zukfur. You bury the bones there. So then the Gemara says, we'll stop here, that Tana Meis Kodim Shemeis Kohen Gadol Molichin, let's say he dies before the Kohen Gadol dies, so he's in Ari Miklat, and he dies, and the Kohen Gadol never died, he never made it out of Ari Miklat. Lach is Molichin Atzmosav Al Kivrei Avosav, he can bring the bones to exit the Ari Miklat, and he buried in the family plot. The murderer could go back to the family of the Achuza, the Yerusha. Ezu Yeshiva Shei Ba'aretz, what's a dwelling in the land, Eret HaChuzaso, Havi Omer Zukfur, that's the Kvura, the Beis HaChaim of his family. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.